It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Ambitious healthcare innovators with the goal of improving access and delivery to patients will face off next week at the Healthcare Innovation Technology Lab, or HIT Lab, World Cup Innovators Summit in New York City. From the 192 national and international applicants, five finalists were selected to present their ideas, two of whom are from right here in Pittsburgh. The top prize is $10,000. Entries are scored based on four categories: potential impact on health, degree of innovation, business sustainability, and market feasibility. Here to tell us more about their healthcare solutions and how they plan to meet all four criteria are WristCall CEO Srinath Vadipalli and Rubitection CEO Sana Gaspard. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
You're both about to travel to New York City, where you'll be competing against the other top finalists at Columbia University. Sana, let's start with you. Can you talk about the origins of Rubitection and the product you decided to develop?
Yeah, so I originally got familiar with the topic of bed sores while at Carnegie Mellon from a class. After researching it, I realized it was a really big problem that would one day affect me and my family, and decided, you know, I could solve this with technology. And so that's what I did for my doctoral thesis. And then I transitioned that into a company because our data showed that it could, the technology actually works. So
the average patient may not be thinking or worrying about bed sores like they think about other health risks in medical facilities. What are the true dangers that bed sores present, and how does Rubitection address them?
Well, bed sores are actually fairly common, and they can be very dangerous. So they kill about 60,000 people every year out of the 2.4 million people that they affect. And it can lead to complications such as sepsis, which is a full-body infection, amputation, depression. So it's actually a real serious condition, and it prevents you from healing from your primary health condition, like a heart attack or et cetera. So the way we're helping to solve this problem essentially is by providing caregivers with an early way to detect them. So if you can detect the bed sore early, you can prevent it from being a really severe wound that can lead to an infection and death. So we've got a low-cost handheld tool that measures changes in the health of the skin and tells a caregiver, if that's a nurse or, you know, you or I at home caring for our elderly parent, when a bed sore is developing at the earliest stages so that you can prevent it from progressing.
Do people realize how serious bed sores are? For example, I didn't realize till you just said it that they can lead to someone having to have something amputated.
Yeah, no, people don't really realize how severe they can get. If I could give you an example, you know, picture this in your mind. At the most severe case, it's essentially a hole on your body where the skin is gone and all the flesh is gone, and you can see all the way down to the bone. So that's what it looks like in the most severe cases. And that's when you can get sepsis. That's when it can lead to amputation if it's on your foot. That's also where you might need a skin graft surgery to actually treat it.
What causes them? Just being immobile in a bed for so long?
Yeah, just being immobile, basically loss of blood flow to that area. So for example, like, you know, when you're in a chair for a long time and your bottom starts to hurt, that's basically the very beginning stages of a bed sore.
What research did you do when you were developing Rubitection? What's some of the science behind your technology?
So our science is a pretty known and proven platform. So we're using spectroscopy, which basically uses light to measure changes in the skin. So it's the same technology that's found in a pulse ox. So we measure other properties of the skin as well, like temperature as well as firmness, and look at how those change over time as a bed sore is developing.
And what is the ultimate goal of Rubitection? Where do you see the company going in the future, whether you win the HIT Lab competition or not?
Where our vision is really to eradicate this problem, because it's really a preventable problem that shouldn't be occurring. And our goal is to take the technology global. So we would first like to launch in the U.S. in the next few years and then look into expanding the technology into developing countries and developed countries, because it's really a human health problem, not just a U.S. problem. It can affect anyone, even babies to elderly people to you and I if we ended up in the hospital tomorrow.
Srinath, you're the CEO of the hardware company WristCall. What is WristCall and what inspired you to develop it?
Yeah, sure. I will start with your second question. It was back in 2013 when I was a graduate student at Carnegie Mellon University. I was once hospitalized for an abdominal pain. It was 5 a.m. in the morning. I was trying to reach out to call for help button, slip through the bed, pull the cord. Nobody showed up for next 20 minutes. When I was yelling at the nurse, I realized that nurses has no way to know why I'm calling, how long I have been calling. So it occurred to me, if it can happen to a 20-something like me, how about the elderly people who are fragile and infirm? For me, it seemed that a far better solution could be something like a wearable, one for the patient, another for the nurse. A touch-sensitive programmable interface can enable the communication of wide variety of events, priorities, and then urgencies. That's how I began, started working on this RiskCall project. So RiskCall is essentially a wearable healthcare, hardware and then software platform, helps the hospitals and nursing homes to reduce the falls and improve the nursing staff efficiency. We provide these watches both to the patients and nursing staff. Patients can call from anywhere in the hospital and they can let the nursing staff know what they need. And for nurses, it's a nurse station on her watch, so they can prioritize the calls based on the patient need.
Okay, so how does it work? So it's something you wear on your wrist. And how does it enable you, or it enables the nurses? It's more for the nurses. They use that, or through that, they can monitor what's going on with a patient.
Exactly. So these are essentially a custom-designed wireless smartwatches. They work on the Wi-Fi technology. So there is a central server. We host it either in the hospital or in nursing home or on the cloud. So whenever patient needs help, he simply taps a device that communicates to the server using the Wi-Fi, and then that can distribute the calls to all the nurses. Now, nurse can see all the patient calls. She can see who is calling, how many people are calling, how long they have been waiting each, how many times they tap the device. So they can prioritize the calls, because some patient might be waiting for 1 hour. Somebody might have called like last 1 minute. Somebody might be calling for a pain medication. Other might be calling for a water. This way, we could help both the patient to call for help from anywhere in the hospital or a nursing home, and nursing staff can prioritize the calls based on the patient need.
And nobody, I guess, really understands this better than someone who has gone through the very thing that you're inventing this device for. You were in a situation where you fell. You were hospitalized for abdominal pain, and nobody knew what had happened to you, and you had no way of letting people know. It took 20 minutes for a nurse to finally get to you. So that must have been a pretty helpless feeling.
Exactly. So exactly. When I experienced, I immediately began looking into the research. So if you see at the falls, right, nearly 70% of the falls, majority of the falls in a hospital happens inside the patient room, and half of them are during the bathroom requests, right? And then besides the human cost, there's a huge healthcare cost and then reimbursement cuts. That's how we began doing the research and then try to find this problem, better understand this problem. We started this in Pittsburgh region, did the job shadowing, spent a lot of time in understanding this problem, and then come up with this solution. The solution we came, it's not like some engineering driven. It's both the healthcare leaders who have helped us to better understand this problem and then helped us to arrive at this solution.
And on your blog, you cite a New York Times article pointing out the importance of simplistic healthcare technology for elderly patients. As people live longer and the elderly population increases, how do you make sure RiskCall is accessible for those with little to no technology experience?
Exactly. So that's a very interesting question. In the last few months, we have been iterating this product. Through several soft launches. Right now, we have customized the device to meet the needs of all the elderly people. The elderly people, if they need, they don't need to do anything. Just simply touch the side of the button to activate the screen and then tap the device. You can press whatever you want or simply tap and call for help. So the user interface has been customized for different types of user behavior as well. And we also found a situation where the people who have blurred vision or who literally cannot see were also able to use the product successfully.
And I understand that funding RiskCall was a bit of a challenge. Talk about how you raised money for your product and how you overcame potential barriers.
Yes. I mean, RiskCall is essentially a hardware and then software platform. So you see that there's a lot of investment requirement here needed. What we did essentially is we got a lot of support and initial support from CMU, Project Olympus Incubator Space. Then we moved to the Philadelphia for a Dream It Health Ventures, which is backed by Penn Medicine and IBC. Then again, we moved to the Pittsburgh, where we got funded by Carnegie Mellon University Open Field Entrepreneur Fund and again, Ben Franklin Technology Partners in Philadelphia. Right now, with whatever the funds we have accumulated, we were able to get the initial prototype where we are in the testing phase. And that is sufficient for us to do the proof of concept and test the market need. But moving forward, we are looking for an additional funds to manage our existing pilots with the large world-renowned hospitals in North Pittsburgh and Philadelphia region and continue our pilot operations to produce more compelling need to attract the attention from healthcare and investor community.
Why did you decide to set up your company here in Pittsburgh?
So essentially, as I mentioned, we have started the project in Pittsburgh under the support from CMU entrepreneurial community. We got a
lot. So the support was here. All of the foundation that you needed.
Exactly.
Was
so
here.
Initial job shadowing, right from the job shadowing to the product immediate feedback, iteration, soft launches, everything has been done in Pittsburgh.
And Santa Gaspard, I would ask that same question of you. Why did you decide that that Pittsburgh was the place to set up? Shop for you?
Well, coming out of Carnegie Mellon, I had a lot of support from Carnegie Mellon with the patent, with setting up the company, and also they offered free incubation space through Project Olympus. So when you're launching a company, all those things are really important. And then there was also a good network to other investors through Carnegie Mellon. So we launched the company here and are growing it here and are now looking outside of Pittsburgh in terms of continuing to grow the company and seek additional investment and resources.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with WristCall CEO Srinath Vadipalli, who is working to improve the call bell system in hospitals, and Rubitection CEO Santa Gaspard, whose company has developed a product to detect bed sores. They are two of the finalists for the HitLab World Cup $10,000 prize. Santa, what will you do with the data that you have collected through Rubitection, and how will you share what you've learned from your work on the probe?
So we're actually in the process now of doing testing on patients. So we're basically going to use that data to optimize the technology to make it easier to use, to make it easier to provide data that's useful to the nurses. We'll then take that to optimize our initial prototype and develop the product and launch that product on the market.
Same question for you, Srinath. Have you been collecting data from the hospitals implementing WristCall?
Yep. We have the first version of the product, which has been rolled out in a soft launch, and we have iterated several times. As you see, this is a truly first-of-its-kind cutting-edge technology because we are dealing with a small, tiny devices. Nothing is there in the market. We are going through several iterations, both on the hardware and then software. We collected the preliminary data, showed that to the administrators in the nursing homes and then hospitals, demonstrating that the ROI, return on investment to the facilities. And our initial conclusion was there is a potential 700% of an ROI for a mere investment of $36,000 on our project for a 100-bed facility.
And the HitLab competition requires that all companies meet four criteria: potential impact on health, degree of innovation, business sustainability, and market feasibility. So, Santa, and then I'll get to you, Srinath. How do you plan to address these requirements?
Well, these requirements are kind of inherent part of my business. So, as I mentioned, in terms of impact, bed sores are a very common problem. Everyone who is admitted to a hospital, a long-term care facility, or a home care agency is evaluated for a bed sore. In terms of innovation, we're using a patented technology that combines a unique combination of features. What were the other two criteria?
Well, they were of the four, there was the potential impact on health, degree of innovation, then business sustainability and market feasibility.
All right.
You ought to be well versed in this by now.
I know. I am. I got lost
sure,
in my answer.
You got exactly.
Right.
That happens.
Yeah. So in terms of sustainability, basically bed sores are a growing problem. So with elderly population growing at 10,000 people per day, there's a long-term sustainability for the business because it's a human healthcare problem that's not going away. The risk of it's not going away anytime soon.
And then the last one was market feasibility.
Market feasibility. Well, we've already kind of validated the market feasibility. We've already done initial testing. We've had customers call us to purchase the technology already just based on the patent.
So you know that there's a demand.
We know that there's a huge demand for this. So all the nurses that we talk to love the idea. When we talk to hospital administrators, they understand the potential cost savings, the impact it will have on their Medicare reimbursement, and the impact that it gives them in reference to fighting lawsuits against bed sores.
Okay, and Srinath, how do you, again, plan to meet the criteria here, all four of them? Potential impact on health, degree of innovation, business sustainability, market feasibility.
Sure. Let me start with the potential impact on the health. RiskCoil is a platform, and it has several products in it. The first of its kind is reducing the falls. Then we are also looking at reducing the pressure ulcer rates and also detect the patient wandering. That's using the patient device. The same platform can be leveraged on the nursing side to locate the staff in real time and also improve the hand hygiene compliance and several workflow improvement. So there are several products which are in pipeline. We are also moving in the direction of detecting the falls and also enable the voice communication using the watches, which nobody has done. And then in terms of business sustainability, we have right now 4 paid pilots from 4 large hospitals in Northeast region of United States and 4 paid pilots from the several nursing homes in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia region. And one of them is being the Penn Medicine and also the Allegheny General Hospital and a couple of other in Pittsburgh. Market feasibility. We have already demonstrated our technical feasibility. Right now we are rolling out our first version of the product to get some data to attract attention from some other potential healthcare community and the investor community partners.
We often hear about understaffing at hospitals and the heavy workload of workers there. What will your innovations bring to these facilities, and how can they help doctors, nurses, and workers at each level?
So I'll take that first. So our technologies actually helps to facilitate nursing workflow. So a lot of time is wasted in trying to figure out which patients are at risk for a bed sores, which ones need attention in terms of rotating them to prevent the bed sore. So our system also comes with a software platform that would allow the nurses to know which patient needed immediate attention, which one was the highest risk, which one needed turning. So we actually help them to customize care and optimize work nursing workflow, which helps reduce cost and improve patient care.
Srinath?
Sure. So as I mentioned, there is a nursing workflow tool. RiskCoil has been designed fundamentally with inputs from nurse aides, LPN, chief nursing officers, director of nursing. One of the component in ROI is reducing the nursing staff workload, improve their efficiency, reduce the alarm fatigue. And we have shown this one is to be around like $300,000 per year as a return on investment for the staff. We can also help them to cut down their staff turnover, because staff turnover is a toxic, which again impacts on the hospital or the nursing home productivity. So we help them in every aspect in order to make their job easier and then job satisfaction and reduce the fatigue.
What resources do you need to take your companies to the next level?
At this point, we're looking to, of course, grow the company. We're always looking for people with the right expertise in terms of business development, as well as manufacturing and operations. We're also looking to network with investment and find investors either in the Pittsburgh region or in the Northeast region or even out west. That's our primary focus right now in reference to the resources we need today to get to the next level, which would be product development and launch.
So for RiskCoil, we have been strategically forming partnerships with leading hospitals in Northeast part of United States. And currently, we are majorly focusing on our fundraising campaign, both in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and in several parts of the Northeastern region, to continue our pilots, manage the pilots, recruit the additional staff, and achieve our milestones, which we have for next 12 months.
And if you should win the HitLab competition, what do you plan on doing with the prize money? Santa?
With the prize money, I plan on funding our current milestone, which is to complete testing on patients and complete our current prototype. The goal with those milestones is to position the company for follow-on investors for our Series A funding round. So that funding will actually be really important in helping and supporting our current milestones of patient testing and technology development.
Srinath?
Sure. So HitLab funds would be really helpful to manage our pilots right now, continue our pilot operations and then position the RiskCall company in, I mean, essentially expose RiskCall in several parts of the United States to get better exposure for the marketing.
Did either of you, I mean, out of 192 national and international applicants, you are two of five finalists, and you'll be going to the finals next week in New York. Did you envision that you would even get this close?
Yes.
Sana?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did. Well, I mean, you have to have confidence to do this. This is not the kind of work for the week. So I was in New York last week for another competition. I was surprised to get into HitLab as well, but I was excited and excited to be there and participate. But I wasn't surprised that I got in because I know we have a good technology. We're addressing a real healthcare need, and we're offering a low-cost solution to do that.
And Srina?
Sure. If you see RiskCall, we haven't done much marketing. The choice of HitLab is a very strategic choice from one of our advisors, Ms. J. Srini, where we were very confident that right from the beginning, if we apply, we should be able to get through that because the primary focus of HitLab is on quality, safety, and accessibility. That's one of the mission of the RiskCall.
We have been talking with two finalists in the HitLab World Cup Innovators Summit in New York City. They will be going to the finals next week. They're both from Pittsburgh, and we wish them well. RiskCall CEO Srinath Vadapalli and Rubitection CEO Sana Gaspard. Thank you both for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh, and good luck.
All right,
thank you very much.
Happy holidays.
Happy Thanksgiving holidays.
And to you. Coming up, in a world of many health plans, how do you choose the right one? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.